Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to The Layers Lair. My name is Spencer.
And I'm Katie.
And we are discussing Mexican Week.
Woo! I don't even know where to start on this.
Right off the bat, I think this entire episode is probably prosecutable as a hate crime.
Yeah, it's not good. And you would think, you'd think they would have learned their lesson after Japanese Week. The infamous Japanese Week of 2020. And yet, here we are. Coming to you from a very mid hotel in Albany, New York, to talk about Mexican Week.
I just don't understand. Like, with the opening sketch, if you know that you shouldn't be making Mexican jokes, just don't make the jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, also, is it a joke to just wear a sombrero? Like, that's not a, it's not a joke.
Not a joke. No, it's just a stereotype. It is only a stereotype. And that's not funny.
Right. It's not clever.
Nope.
It's not like
nope.
Subverting expectations.
Oh,
it
no.
is unfortunately exactly what I expected Mexican Week on the Great British Bake Off to be.
Yeah, it was just as bad as I thought it was going to be.
And then like, well, I don't know where you want to begin on this.
Okay, so my take on this, within the first 5 minutes, we hear Paul say, well, I just got back from Mexico. So, like,
clearly an authority on all matters.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I don't know what was worse, like, seeing the contestants not know what Pico de Gallo, what tacos were, or to watch those two old white people judge these things. I don't know which was worse.
If you all say tacos, you're not allowed to judge.
No, no.
Ooh. Said tacos. I don't know. Do we want to go? Do we want to attempt to go through this episode as normal? Do we want to treat it as the abomination that it was?
So I think one place that I could maybe start that isn't abominable is fashion this week.
Okay.
And okay, sure. So here's the part though that might be abominable about it. I don't know if some of the playful patterning and beautiful color I saw was meant to be, quote, Mexican inspired. I don't know.
I just don't know. I hadn't even considered that because I was going to comment about, I thought James's shirt and headband combo was,
loved that.
Was real nice.
Loved that. I also really liked Abdul's shirt. It looked like a wallpaper that I would buy.
Okay, sure.
And I thought that Maxie's like sort of almost one piecey look, like she had monochromatic shirt and pant thing.
Is that what it was? It wasn't like a t-shirt dress
situation?
Well,
I could never see where the two or one garment met in the middle, but it looked like two different patterns, which I liked. Also, like, the thing that kind of tipped me off was I looked at Dawn's shirt, and it had, like, embroidery around the edges, and I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
Is this what she's trying to do?
Because they clearly don't have any stylists or costumers on Bake Off.
No,
like, they're just wearing what they're going to wear.
For sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
I'm just going to say, I liked a lot of patterns. I really liked Carol's shirt this week. It was like a very fun sort of abstract floral. Super into it. And also.
Yeah. Well, okay. So let's, I had one language or okay. like a vocab thing. Let's try and do the usual segments.
We're just going to go
and
through
we'll
it.
Talk about yep. the taco thing when we get to the taco
oh,
thing.
Oh, God.
Found that in a skip?
Oh, yeah. What I don't actually
do
know what
know
that
what
means.
A skip mm-hmm. is?
No.
Okay. Is that like,
whoops.
Is that English for dumpster?
Or, okay. I thought
bin was what they called.
Yeah,
what does Google have to say on the matter?
We're going
to
do some real-time Googling. Oh, yeah. Okay. It's a large open-topped waste container.
Oh,
designed.
Dumpster.
Well, you know, maybe that is a good place to start.
We
for
found
this, show.
This episode in a skip.
Found it in a skip. Yep. Damn. Okay.
All right. Well, the signature.
The signature.
We made little sweetbreads.
Yep. But not sweetbreads because that's like a different thing. They're sweet breads. They're not sweetbreads.
Sure. The yeah. name is bread sweet.
Yes.
sweet
yes.
bread.
Yes.
That's all that's going on.
Yes.
I thought Shabira's little corn guys were cute and
I
clever.
I thought those were cute and clever. Yep.
What were the other highlights?
I mean, like, a lot of things were, I don't know, okay looking. This is when we started to hear that Carol's pronunciations in this show were some of the more painful moments. She said pan de Denise.
Yeah. You mean you don't pronounce Denise? It? You don't pronounce it Gawka de Molio?
Gawka de Molio.
That's not the right pronunciation.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Carol is a full-on disaster.
Yeah. The worst part of the technical is, like, that's when we started seeing the Matt and Noel bits that were, like, this Mexican mysticism.
Oh, of the signature, you mean?
Yeah.
You said technical.
Oh, I meant say. I was already thinking ahead to the tacos.
It's hard not
to. I can't get away from uh-huh. that. It's
I was
so
like,
bad.
Yeah, great. Let's just go there because this other stuff doesn't matter.
Okay. So let's talk about just a couple things from the signature. One thing that really kind of made me sad is, like, we know that James does not fare well in this episode, but those little caramel, like, oysters with the little pearl inside.
That was a really nice touch.
It was really nice, and I loved how, like, proud of it he was.
James
and
is my guy.
I'm going to be really sad yeah. to see him go.
Thrilled that Rebs is not on this show anymore.
Yes.
James could have stayed forever.
Yeah, I that totally guy agree. Was great. Okay. Yeah, we can just keep going then.
Okay.
And also, like, in the signature, they didn't love any of them, really. Like,
no.
I think Kevin was one of the best that they had.
Remind me what he made?
I don't know.
Okay,
honestly.
Cool.
He made those little borrachitos, which also, like, toddling around like little drunk people.
Let's, yep.
Okay.
Let's move on
let's
to the tacos.
Leave that in the skip and move on to the tacos.
The what?
The skip.
The tacos?
The tacos. Oh, yeah. Let's get the tacos.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
You cannot, cultural appropriation, racism aside, you cannot have a technical challenge on a baking show that does not require you to turn on an oven.
They've done it before. They will do it again. But this one was particularly egregious. Oh, they've done, like, remember when they did the naan and they had to do it over, like, a wood stove or a wood fire?
Okay.
They do the fryer sometimes. Sometimes they do, like, pan stuff.
Yeah, they made donuts, I
yeah.
guess.
Yeah. There are implements but that do not involve the oven that they have used
they've
before.
They've made churros before.
They've made churros before, which was nowhere near as offensive as this.
Okay. No oven in a two-hour challenge about 90 seconds of it.
Yeah.
2 minutes of it is actually making the one, like, quote unquote, baked item.
Yes.
You're marinating steak and you're making pico de gallo.
Oh, God.
And you're,
oh,
and,
God.
And gacca de molio.
Oh, God. I tried to write so many, like pronunciations down, like pico de gallo, pico de gallo. Yeah. And then also, like, Prue says, this is Mexican cooking on a plate when she describes the challenge. I'm like, yeah, no shit. It's cooking. Like, also, it is, I don't know, guys, like,
if someone said to you, hey, I'm baking tacos, you would think they'd lost the plot.
Get the fuck out.
Also, even if this is what you want to do. Okay, so, sure, making tortillas from scratch,
mm-hmm.
tricky.
Reasonable.
Make enchiladas, something that goes in an oven. Like, why? Make... I don't know, like, even quesadillas or something. What, like, tacos is the worst possible choice here.
So
I... And then... Even if you had people who had heard of food before, which apparently none of these 10 people have. Like, I don't know how... We need an intervention with all of the UK. If this is how you... Like, none of you have seen beans before? When, I thought that was your whole thing.
When they showed... I don't know whose pan it was. It might have been Don or Carol. Like, I think this is what refried beans look like. I'm like, oh, no.
Okay. Refried beans. Like, the instructions are in the name of the thing. And you opened a can of beans into a pot with diced onion and, and stirred it twice.
Yep.
This was so offensive on so many levels. Culturally, racismly aside, what the fuck were any of you doing?
Yeah, it was not good.
You've never eaten salsa before?
You've never peeled an avocado?
You're peeling an avocado like it's an orange?
Yes. Oh God, that was so hard to watch.
Or an apple, like a knife around an avocado?
I mean, none of this was even the worst part to watch. It was all terrible.
Like, is that really how Brits live?
Well, you know what? Somebody can clearly just make a, like, British week on whatever show you want and have it be extraordinarily offensive, and it won't even get nearly to where this got this week.
I'm going to do British Week on this show next week where I pretend to have never heard of common things before. Okay. And pretend that I don't know how to read. Like, what? How? They don't know what a tortilla is supposed to look like?
It's a tortilla, Spencer.
Yeah, okay. Tortilla.
It's a tortilla for your taco.
By multiple people.
And also, the word taco referred to the tortilla.
They were used interchangeably.
Can you imagine? Let's just, like... Let's flip it a bit. Can you imagine if it were like patisserie week and people used the butchered pronunciations and like knowledge of patisserie that was displayed this week? Like the amount of proficiency they're expected to exhibit when it comes to French cooking and French baking.
Well, because apply that's...
Here, because that's...
that's fine... Fine,
exactly. It's culinary. Elevated and it's culture that they like aspire to versus like this caricature of culture we saw all week this week.
Versus us not being sure if Mexico is a real place.
Well, and that was just this weird.
What is
like,
that bit? I mean, even the joke there?
They're saying it's like an Oz-like place that's imaginary and doesn't exist and it's mystical and like.
Based on what? Well, is that like the stereotype in England?
That's like a thing that. It's a form of stereotyping, is to make something like that mysticism. And
this was a whole
refuse to believe that actual people are from such a place. Ugh.
But yeah, if you, to your point, if you were making, I don't know, name a pastry.
Shoe buns.
If you were making shoe buns.
And you called them chox buns.
Or if you, it's more like using the word dough and shoe buns interchangeably.
Oh God, yeah.
Like the finished product.
Yep.
And one of the ingredients within that thing interchangeably.
Yes, I really hope that next week in Dessert Week, somebody shows up with the pronunciation equivalent of what we saw this week, and we hear things about like profiteroles and.
This was just absolutely brutal. Like this, honestly. It has made me lose faith entirely in this show, the last 2 weeks of this show. Because these are the worst two episodes of this show I've seen back to back.
I know. I want them to recover. I want them to, quote, stay in their pan and get back to the thing that makes this show great. And, like, understand that you can do that. And it's okay. And people like it. Yes. Go ahead.
You just narrow casted a joke. For a person who does not listen to this podcast.
That didn't have to be the case until you said that.
We're now below narrowcasting for one. Literally no one listening to the show will understand what you just said.
Okay, fine. That's fine.
I felt high for 20 minutes watching that absolute atrocity of a technical challenge.
It was very, very bad.
Like they should all be deeply, deeply ashamed of that segment.
Well, not the contestants. Like, yes, I don't want the contestants.
No, yes, they should.
Yeah, okay. I think the one thing that I think you should really feel shame for is that mustache cake.
If you don't feel ashamed of saying guacamoleo on national television, you have no shame. If you don't feel ashamed of taking out a knife and peeling an avocado like it's an apple, you are beyond beyond hope.
I want to maybe suggest here that, like, our experience of Mexican cuisine is degrees different than it is in the UK.
You know what you shouldn't do then?
What? Do Mexican Week?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. See, that's the thing, though. Like, Mexican Week was imposed on the contestants just as it was imposed on us as viewers. So, therefore, I want to give them, like, some amount of cover in this atrocity.
Sure.
The blame lies with Channel 4 Productions.
I'm still going to hold... Okay, I will at least then hold the people who leaned into the racist stereotypes accountable.
Yeah, Sandro.
Yeah.
What are you doing, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think the mustache cake was the most offensive part. But of course, like, I am also not qualified to say what the most offensive part of this show was.
Whew. Yeah, what a disaster.
Okay, so...
One last thing. Placing the blame back. Let's just put it all at Paul Hollywood's feet.
Because, that's fine with me.
Honestly.
Yeah.
That's cool. Two things. I hope for the rest of my days I never have to watch Prue Leith eat another taco.
That was hard.
Dude, when they were sitting in their weird little tent where they zoomed in on her.
On her mouth.
Clearly having never eaten a taco before, she had no idea how to approach that challenge. She was at, like, counter angles of the taco. Like, she turned the taco one way and bent her head the other way.
I eat a taco like that.
And then was like, her tongue was involved somehow. It was just a shit show of a 3-second shot.
Oh, God.
And then my last point is, Paul, about 10 seconds apart, critiqued someone's tortilla saying, there shouldn't be any color on this.
Yep.
And then immediately went to the next one and said, this is too pale.
Yep.
What are we doing?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We can't even be consistent within this nightmare of a framework that you've established.
Yeah. I mean, it's fully meant for the trash heap, this challenge specifically. Like, this was the worst challenge I have ever seen on this show.
Yes.
Ever.
By a wide margin.
The only good thing was that Maxi came in first and Shabira came in second for the taco. Second for the taco.
Yeah, those two, I hope, stay around as long as possible. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And maybe, I don't know, maybe next week they start the episode by telling us there was a severe gas leak in the tent. That would be like the only acceptable explanation of, like, hey, look, we thought we had electric ovens. Turned out they just didn't hook up the gas lines and we were all high as balls.
So we couldn't use the ovens and we had this challenge. Yeah.
Turns out they're not electric ovens. The gas was just disconnected and we all were in here for like 6 hours.
Guacamoleo. Okay. Gawk-y-moleo.
Gawk-y-moleo.
Gawk-y-moleo. Thank you, Netflix captions. That was actually very helpful. Okay, well, let's go on to the showstopper then. The tres leche cake? The tres... God. Okay.
Again, three milks. Tres leches.
Yeah.
There's an S. It's not... I don't know what language you don't pronounce S's in, but it's not Spanish.
Well, it's French, actually. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, it was... yeah. Okay, so immediately, I have to say, like, the saddest part. Well, no, okay. I felt pity and shame and sadness when Sandro, like, pulled out that mustache. That was the worst thing, and I want him to do better and be better.
It was also just unnecessary.
Because it could have been pretty cool without it. I mean, as the challenge goes, right? Like, stereotypical, it's plucking this one thing from the myriad of wonderful cuisines of Mexico. And also, like, it wasn't that bad given that.
What?
Like, his cake just period was not, like, it would have been okay without that mustache.
Oh, right. Yeah. It actually didn't really fit the design of it otherwise.
No, it didn't. Yeah.
It was just like a bad aesthetic choice also.
Yeah, it was like, oh, you know what? I did this thing, but it doesn't look Mexican, so let me put this stereotypical mustache on it. There we go.
I have this very brightly colored, like, playful cake. Yeah. Let me put a large black thing just slapped on the side of it.
And you know what the funny thing was? It's like Paul fucking ate it up.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course he did. I wrote down two notes. For
yeah,
this.
You just stopped taking notes and just started like scowling at this point.
I have a wealth of notes for the technical and nothing for the other two. The only thing I wrote down for this one, other than what is Sandro doing in all caps, was Rebs is done. The second the second she poured tequila into her cake batter, it was over.
And she like glugged it on there.
She put like six shots of tequila into about a cup and a half of cake batter.
And she mixed it with coffee too, right?
Dude, she's a disaster.
Yeah, I'm okay that she left this week. I'm really okay with that.
Did she bake a single good thing in the 3 weeks that she was on the show?
I feel like she might have. I honestly don't know.
She seemed wholly unqualified to be in the tent this year.
Oof. That's rough. That's brutal. I mean, other things. The Aztec pyramid cake. Kevin. Oh, God. I don't know. It was rough and not ready for anything.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to try and find a couple positives.
That's good.
I like Dawn a lot.
Yeah.
And she had the first bake in a minute where Paul did his like, oh, holy shit, this is good response.
Yep.
And neither of them had a single negative thing to say
it's
about
true.
It.
It's true.
I think that was probably the best received bake of this season so far.
But no handshake.
They never do in the...
They do sometimes on the Showstopper do handshakes, but it is rare. It is very rare.
I thought it was almost... You're right. There have been exceptions, but it's almost always the signature, right?
It's almost always
when
the signature.
When they're actually at the bench with them.
Yeah, and Dawn's cake, too, was like really lovely and elevated and modern looking and had all these different elements didn't have to be fucking racist to be good.
Yeah, you know what wasn't involved at all? Racist stereotypes. She just baked a good-ass cake and... Surprise! It was well received.
Oh my gosh.
With a simple design.
Yeah.
No mustaches.
Oh God, it was so bad.
Who wants a fucking... You want facial hair on
going
the thing
back
you're going
to
eat?
Mustache.
Just everything. It looks bad. It's super racist. You want someone else's hair on your food?
And also, like it's probably made out of fondant, right? Like,
there's no way it tastes good.
It doesn't taste good.
No.
Ugh.
Adds literally nothing.
Okay.
Sorry, I was going to try and be positive.
No,
and
no,
I
that's good.
It.
I'm going positive too. So last week we had Abdul and Rebs who were gone, came back, and this is what happened was what I wanted to have happen, which was that Abdul did some really good stuff, and then Rebs is going home.
Yeah.
And like, so Abdul helped. He was emotionally helping Shabira. People got points
feels
for that.
Like, I'm in support of it. But it does feel like a slightly loose interpretation of our
whatever.
Rules.
Whatever. Who scores
which
every week?
You,
I do.
You loosely interpret our rules every week, so it is consistent at least.
I really liked that. He was just like talking her up, like, you got this, you're going to do great. That was really good. And then the very wholesome exchange between Noel and Abdul.
Remind me what
like,
that was.
I'm not going to be here when you get back. I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
It was just really sweet. Yes. It was really sweet.
Those two... are a good pair.
Yeah, even though this week I was like very down on Noel because of, you know, the racism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maracas?
Oh, that was Matt. And also
both of them.
Noel was there.
At least that one, not that this justifies it, but makes it maybe slightly less worse than some of the others. At least it was tied to a bake themed joke.
How was it?
They joked that he needed to give Prue her earrings back.
Yeah.
She wears like really loud chunky jewelry.
Oh, not baking, but bake.
Sorry,
off.
The show.
Got
yes,
it. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Not
no,
bake,
no, no, no.
Not
you're
baking
good.
The
yeah.
activity. Bake the show.
Yeah. Other things I did. Oh, bless him, James. I'm gonna miss him. Oh, cover the holes with fun piping. I hope that he covers all the holes with fun piping in his next post bake off life.
That did have the. One of my favorite responses to getting kicked off of Bake Off, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, I was terrible today.
Yeah, I really just didn't do well at all.
Across the board, I sucked, and this has been fun.
I mean, he really went out, though, like, trying so hard. He tried his damnedest with that Fraser tart on top of.
Which is the way to do it. You take a big swing.
Yeah.
Either you save your own ass.
Yep.
Or, you know what? Turns out you're actually not good enough to be here, and therefore... See you later.
Yeah. And I thought Yanusha's cake looked really cool.
Yeah.
The fruity horchata one.
Yeah.
What?
I got a little nervous that two Yanush related mild concerns with this episode.
Mm.
One was that Noel was asking Maxie if she was like gonna take down Yanush or whatever. Setting him up as the...
Oh, as the...
Continuing my thought from last week that they may be setting... That he may be becoming the baker that the other bakers resent.
Yep. Yes. Okay.
They seem to be... Noel seemed to be kind of pushing that narrative today.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Maxie was like, no, he's my bud.
Yeah. And then Paul gave him a look at one point of like, you're my fucking guy, Yanush. I don't remember what the moment was.
Mm. He also gave him a look at the beginning that was like, oh, you're making it with this kind of flour. Huh, we'll see how that turns out.
Yeah.
And he, like, clearly wasn't making it with the right kind of flour.
Yeah. I'm just worried that perhaps for the second season in a row, Paul has picked a person early.
Yeah.
And then that they're trying to, instill this resentment, which is not what I'm here for with this show. They're all supposed to be a loving team.
I know. And it's when Paul picks his white man and then the woman of color who is like star baker tied with him will never get just that same good. Consideration from Paul.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yep. That is a classic, classic bake-off thing.
Are we sure we like this show?
I mean, I think part of it has always been about liking it in spite of Paul Hollywood.
Yes. Yeah. I just feel, this, as much as I like the cast this season, I feel like this is one of the more fun, likable casts in a while.
Yeah.
It feels like production-wise, they're just trying to do too much.
And they're trying to go different
stuff. Or they feel
stuff.
Like they need to pivot when they, I don't think they do.
They need to get the basics right and not go style over substance.
I would much rather see a pastry week that maybe rehashes things they've done in the past.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Then a fucking Mexican week.
Yes.
With a taco challenge. Like, no one wanted that.
No.
There have been 13 seasons of this show. It's okay if you fucking bring back a baked Alaska. I don't care.
Do you remember how simple some of those bakes used to be in the beginning? Yeah. Like an upside down cake?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
These are
I can make one of those.
It's at this point, it's like new judges, new presenters, and an entirely new cast. You can redo some of that stuff.
It's so true. And that's what made it so like wonderful and lovely in the first place.
Honestly, in some ways it would be more fun to be able to compare some of the stuff across seasons. You know, they have like the consistent weeks, sort of.
Wow, they have the name, weeks in name only now.
Right.
Yeah.
But.
Like bread week. Mm.
I would much rather, you know, compare, Shabira made this upside down cake this way and whatever, Bake Off contestant X from
collection one.
Yeah, did it this way. And like, here are all the different approaches to this same thing across the years.
Yeah. And their uniqueness in the contestant's interpretation is what makes it fun versus like this weird ass construction of a challenge that nobody asked for.
Instead, you're going to put Paul Hollywood's taco recipe in your fucking cookbook.
Oh, God.
And a bunch of Brits are going to make the world's worst fucking tacos.
Okay, so I'm hopeful, as ever, that the second half of the season is going to be a redemption arc for the show itself.
They desperately need it at this point.
Okay.
This one is hanging in the balance for me.
Oof. Okay.
All right, let's see how the scores are for this week and wrap this puppy up.
All right. Okay, so this week, the winning combination would have been Maxie, Sandro, and some combination or one of them of Kevin, Shabira, or Dawn. So
okay.
Maxie
must have dominated point-wise, right?
Absolutely, because she came in first in a bunch of things. Oh, no, I have the wrong scores in here.
She was Star Baker.
She was Star Maker.
She first in the technical, yeah.
She was first in the technical, yeah. So, okay, a whopping like 2/3 of our listeners who compete picked Sandro and Shabira.
Yeah.
also up there, Yanush and Maxi, and also James. James had a lot of votes. So unfortunately, those folks will be at the bottom this week. But really, you know, we've continued to see like the picks kind of bifurcating into the folks who are doing really well every week. And, you know, like the folks who, like Paul said at the end, three people need to really show what they've got.
Yeah.
So.
Potentially big negative scores with two people leaving this week. We haven't had that in a long time.
Perhaps it's true.
Since we've started this challenge.
But also, I think we have people on the bottom who, well, Rebs, people knew was going to go.
If you picked Rebs this week, you done goofed.
And that's only 4% of you. Yeah. And, you know, honestly, like, yes, people picked James, but he also didn't, I don't know. There was some surprises. So at the bottom this week, we had just three people in negative territory. So we had Anna S. and Carla W. sitting at negative 1 point.
Okay.
And then I think all of the negative points just collected with Nick B., who had negative 20.
Oh, goddamn, Nick. So he picked Rebs.
He must have, yes.
And James?
Perhaps, yes. Yeah,
and
I
got,
like,
no positive points, probably?
Spencer, I don't have my matrices in front of me, so I can't answer all of your questions.
Look, this is a messy episode.
It's a messy episode.
We're doing our best.
We're doing our best. Okay, so at the top, we did have a lot of people with very high scores. So I have a lot of names to read off because tied for third place with a 1-2-3-4-5-6-way tie in third, we have, with 30 points, Aaron H., Faye, Adrian G., Jeannie L., Nicole N., and Anna.
Speaking of redemption arcs, Adrian G., let's go, buddy.
Okay, narrow casting.
Hey, it's a callback. You named him previously for being...
at the bottom, you're right.
For being especially terrible at this game.
All right, so in second place this week, we have Darian N. with 33 points. And then at the top of the pack, we have Lulu with 35 points. So congratulations to our winners, and thanks to everybody who played this week.
Yeah. Any closing thoughts?
We got to do better.
Us and the show.
Yes. Both. Next week, we're going to be back, and I am pulling for a great episode in Dessert Week. I can't wait for it. Don't know anything about the challenges, but look forward to seeing, hopefully they're a lot more back to where we want them to be.
Yeah.
So,
as always, the scores and the entry form for next week are in the show notes, and we'll see you next week.
Have a great week. Thank you.